Hi there, you're listening to Clan Chat the Locker Room, and we've reached the end of the road as far as these vignettes are concerned. Matt Haywood is the final piece of the Glasgow Clan jigsaw for the 2019-20 season, but you all knew that anyway, and one that I'm sure we're glad to have back. It's a big year for Mr. Clan, with a testimonial to come which he tells us all about, and we speak about the new players coming in, plus another coaching change. Plus, as a bonus, we get to hear from the coach, Zach Fitzgerald, as he talks about his summer in putting the team together and his reflections on what's been something of an unusual couple of months for him. Listen out for that, coming very shortly, but we'll start with a Clan conundrum to get you through this edition of The Locker Room, and I think it's a fairly easy one. As you'll recall, Matt Haywood reached and breached 500 appearances for the Clan during last season, but I want to know if you can remember which team Clan played against when Matt notched that landmark appearance in purple. Simple. So let's hear from the final player on the roster first, Clan's longest-serving player, Matt Haywood, and I asked him about what it was like waiting for that phone call from Fitzy.
I think it's been pretty obvious that I've been coming back. I was nervous for a while, but I'm just joking. I've always been back, and it's been quite nice to sit back and watch all the teams sign and. Some people ask a few questions because I'm not used to that about myself. But yeah, it's been good. No, listen, jokes aside, it's been good. I've sat back and enjoyed all the signings that Fitzy and Gareth have been making, and I think we've got a very strong squad.
Good. Yeah, as you say, we are joking, of course, and we're at the start of what will be your 10th season with the club. It's an exciting time of the year for you. Just how exciting has it been just seeing some of the names that are coming in?
Yeah, it's been great. I think the main thing is we kept our core of the guys that are coming back, and they're all great human beings and obviously very good players. And I think we've added to the strength of the squad. I think we've added a lot more dynamic. And by that I mean all around our game. I think we've got more tough, and then we've got more team tough, and I've also think we've added a bit of scoring as well, so especially with the last signing just announced.
So
looking forward to meeting up with everybody and getting this show on the road,
Do you think there's maybe one or two players in particular the fans should be excited about? There's a couple off the top of my head. I'm just curious if there's a couple in your head that you're thinking that might get the fans quite excited about what's to come.
Yeah, I think there's a guy called Matt Becker who's supposed to be quite good. No, I'm joking. I think the latest guy, obviously, is the big CV guy, the Chad who's just signed. I'm very excited to see him play. He's obviously good pedigree and he's got a great CV, so I'm excited to see him. I think another one I'm excited to see, and I think I'm pretty sure he'll do very well, is the goalie. Patrick Kleen, I think he'll be able to win us games, especially if we're on the road and when we're not playing great. I think he could steal us a few games. So, yeah, as a team, I'm excited, because I know it's quite nice going in knowing that I already know five or six of the Canadian guys coming over, and they've all got high things to say about all the new guys.
So you and I have talked to death about your commitment and your love for the club. Of course, we'd covered a lot of that when you had your 500th appearance during last season. But how does the anticipation of a new season this year compare with previous years?
Yeah, obviously it's not just my 10th year, it's also the club's 10th year. So that's one thing I keep saying, is because it's a celebration of not me, it's the club's 10 years, and that's a big, big step for this club. I don't think many people expected us to be here after 10 years and going as strong as we are going. So it's a credit to everyone who runs the club. It's a credit to everyone who comes to support, and it's just great to see it grow and grow and grow.
Now, we saw another coaching change. You're used to those, Matt, of course. We've seen quite a lot of those down the years. Pete obviously left, took up that exciting opportunity with Freiburg, and it's Zach Fitzgerald who's replaced him, a man you know well. And I know you love working with him as a player. So how will it be working alongside him as a coach?
I don't think it'll be too much different. I think he's got good values, and he's already got the respect of everybody in that dressing room. So I don't think it'll be too much different. Everybody knows him. Everybody likes him. Everybody knows what he's all about. And I'm sure that all the new guys will be working as hard as they can for him, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a similar style to last year, where it's fast and aggressive and in-your-face hockey, and I know the fans really like that.
And of course, given your experience of the team, of the club, of the city, you know, Zach's maybe going to lean on you a little bit because you've got that bit of background behind you as well.
Yeah, I think it's also always nice, especially when new imports come in and they have questions of the club and how things are run. And it's always nice to be that guy who probably knows a little bit more than others. Even for young people like Mac as well, who I see being the next guy like me, staying around for a while and taking his opportunity and progressing through the club. So, yeah, it's always nice to be that guy that people look to and ask advice to and respect your opinion. Yeah, it's nice.
Good. Now, as I speak to you, you've been busy with Craig Peacock working down in Ayr in the last couple of weeks, coaching the kids from the Ayr Bruins. How enjoyable has that been for you, getting back on the ice, doing a bit of work with the kids?
No, it's fantastic. My feet are killing. It's hard as standing around telling people what to do than actually doing it yourself. But no, kids have been absolutely fantastic. It's been a pleasure to coach them. They've all been very eager to learn, some slightly too eager. a couple of mad moments. But yeah, it's all gone very well, and me and Craig are very happy with it. Actually kind of shocked us how well it's gone. So hopefully we could maybe kick on and make it as an annual thing.
Good. And did you pick up any tips from the kids?
From Craig. A couple of shooting tips from Craig, yeah, actually.
Good. Now, of course, this season's going to be particularly special for you because you're going to have your testimonial game this season at some point. You're the first Clan player to be bestowed with such an honour. So in many ways, is it still quite surreal to be talking about it in those terms?
Yeah, I remember in the early years where me, Mike, Will and Kevin Phillips, we used to like joke around saying, "Oh, you're here for the testimonial long haul," and we'd all laugh and say, "Nah, I had no chance, blah blah blah." But obviously, yeah, now it's come around, I couldn't be more happy, and it is an honour. I'm not taking it for granted. It's something special, and I feel like, as I've said just before, it's more special because it's also the club's 10-year anniversary too. So I don't think anyone's done that before. It's definitely a unique testimonial where it's not just my 10 years, it's the club's 10 years, and I want to make sure I get that point across, that it's a celebration of the club as well as just myself.
So what can you tell us about what's happening this season? A date for the game perhaps, anything like that? What can you share at this time?
No date as of yet. There is in the works. It's soon to be confirmed, very, very soon to be confirmed. Everyone's going to have to keep their eyes peeled on my Twitter pages and my Facebook pages to see the date. Nothing is set in stone, but it's getting carved in as we speak, shall we say.
So can you tell us if you've spoken to any players or ex-players that are likely to be coming back for that one special night in particular?
Yes, I have.
Oh, he's not revealing anything. That's something else to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's another thing we're going to reveal. We've also got events coming up. It should be on average one a month. We have our first one on the 9th of August, which is going to be a Q&A with myself and a few special guests. Also a question of sport style quiz with the panel I've got against audience members and stuff. I'm sure you'll see a poster kicking around after the announcement's been made. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that.
Excellent, exciting stuff. So finally, we'll just finish up, Matt. Just a matter of weeks away before everybody flies in, the guys all get together and you're back on the ice again. It feels like a quick summer that we're back talking about this again.
Yeah, it might be quick, but it's been quite long for me because obviously working away and this camp, and obviously me and Jenny have moved house, so that wasn't the easiest of weeks, couple of weeks. It's been quite stressful. We're finally settling down. We're going to have to sit down just before 9 o'clock a few times this week. So yeah, long summer for me actually, and I'm raring to get back to normality and get back out on the ice and meet everybody.
Matt Hayward looking ahead to the new season, his 10th with Glasgow Clan, and a testimonial among other things in what's sure to be an exciting few months for him. Time for a bonus for you now, and after the completion of the team for the new season, we thought it only right and proper to hear from the coach, Zach Fitzgerald, who spoke about the return of Hayward and the season ahead for him, as well as his experience of recruitment for the first time and the team he's now going to be working with. But first, I asked him if he now gets to put his feet up for a couple of weeks.
I wish, bud. No, it feels good to have the team complete for sure. It's a change of pace now. Definitely moving to a new direction here with getting the recruiting done to more the plan and sharpen up what I want to do and move forward in that aspect.
When we spoke following your announcement, you admitted it was going to be something quite different for you to undertake, being so hands-on when it came to signing the players. Just how have you found that this year?
Yeah, you're definitely right. It's been it has been quite a change for sure. It's been enjoyable for sure, though. It's been a roller coaster of emotions, and doing your best to get the guys you have your target on, and I'm really happy with how things turned out, and the guys have been very responsive to it, and I appreciate Gareth's help and Jerry and everybody in the organization have helped me along the way with everything, and it's been a lot of support from my wife. It's been with a young daughter, it's been a different summer than we're used to, but it's been, like I said, very enjoyable. It's definitely been the other side of things like we spoke about, but it's been interesting. I enjoy that aspect. After going to school there a couple of years ago, I got more into that view of the game and the business side of things, and for me it's been a lot of fun, speaking to a lot of players and going through the process and learning as I go, and turning the book to the other side of the book, I guess you could say. But no, it's been really enjoyable, and I'm really happy with the way things have gone and the guys that we have. I think it's going to be a great compliment to the team, the core guys that we have, and I'm really happy with the core players that we've kept, and the British guys that are a huge part of this league, and we need those guys, and they're critical to how our season will be. So yeah, it's been good.
Now, looking back, I think there was a handful of guys that had already been signed before Pete left and you came in, and I know you made a point of speaking to them all and making sure that they were still on board for what was to come. But was the fact that you already knew a lot of the guys, was that a big help in helping you get forward what you wanted to do?
Yeah, most definitely. Yep. No, the guys have been really supportive, like I mentioned. I've spoken to guys about players, and you want to find a good person in these guys that are coming in, and to have a core that the guys I literally played with, and to have their support with what I'm doing is huge. And I think the new guys coming in will enjoy their presence as well, and having guys that have the knowledge of the league and the city and what to expect as far as, the guys know what I'm like. My experience is what I'm going to base everything off of and what I've learned along the way. And to have the core guys there that know who I am as a person is going to be good, because that's going to be how I remain. And I'm looking forward to the challenge, but I think I'm really excited. I'm getting more and more excited as we go here and as we get closer. I think it's going to be a great season.
One thing I got from the guys, I spoke to every single one of them, the new guys mainly, the enthusiasm they have of coming over here. And they spoke about how enthusiastic you were, how excited you were in selling the club to them. That must help as well, that you've given them an idea of what they're coming to and that they're raring to go.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to hear guys that are excited about it. I mean, you know, Scotland's a good, great country. We have a lot of love for it there. We've had a great experience ourselves. So, you know, for me personally as a player and going through it, I can share those as well. And I'm honest with the guys, you know, and a lot of these guys come in with, you know, they've done their research and, you know, what's going on. And I just try to help, you know, push the idea of Glasgow and, you know, the fan support and the arena and, you know, the way that we play and, you know, the hopes and desires that we have for the season. That, you know, for me, that's easy to talk about because that's, you know, how I feel about it there, and that's what I want for the clan. And, you know, for me to have a chance to work with these guys and for us to become one and two for the same goal is going to be great.
So just how keen are you now to get the guys together and start working with them? You've put the team together, you've done your work on that side of it. Now it's a case of getting them on the ice and working with them. That must be the exciting part now that it's all come together for you.
Yeah, definitely. We get going running right away. We're practicing right away and into preseason games and then right into the Challenge Cup there. So, you know, we get running right off the bat, which I think is good. I think having less preseason games is going to be good for us as far as health and keeping the guys, you know, there's not as much practice time as we would like, but at the same time, these guys are skating and getting themselves prepared, and, you know, we'll have plenty of time on the ice to mesh these guys up and get them used to each other. And the good thing is we got a lot of players that have played with each other and know what to expect from each other. And I really look forward to, like I mentioned before, bringing my experience from practices over the years that I played and bringing the things that I like and the things that I think worked as far as, you know, success in the team, not necessarily winning, but doing the right things and expecting it out of each other every day. And, you know, that's how I played and that's how these guys understand how I'm going to kind of operate. And, you know, structuring everything is going to be the challenge. And like I mentioned, the experience that I've had is going to be kind of where I lean on. And I'm pumped to get on the ice and push these guys and see what they can do and watch from a different perspective that, you know, add in where I can. These guys are all professionals and they've played the game long enough. And, you know, I'm not going to teach them every little single thing that you would a young man, but there is some young men on the team too that I look forward to working with as well. And, you know, that once again comes back to what I've gone through in my career. And I look forward to building the culture there in Glasgow. And that's a big thing for me as well. You know, we're going to be a big family unit, and I look forward to seeing how that turns out.
One question I've been dying to ask you for weeks now since I spoke to him. It was Mathieu Roy coming to the team. He retired last year, as you know, your ex-teammate from Sheffield Steelers. What exactly did you say to him to persuade him to come out of retirement?
Well, he was excited to come play hockey. He wants to win, and he wants to bring his experience as well to back to the clan. And, you know, he did well in Sheffield, and we had success down there as players together. And you know, I've seen him up close, and I know what he can bring. And it'll be a good thing for our team for sure. He's also played with a couple of the boys on the team, so he's got, you know, a close connection there. And it, you know, really it wasn't hard because, you know, it's what he wanted. And you know, it was one of those situations where it worked out on all sides, and we're excited about it. And I think he'll enjoy it, especially with his new family up in Glasgow. It's a good area for that. And, you know, our players are all close, and there's a good group of family. And no, it was it worked out really well to have him join the clan, so we're excited about that.
Now, Matt Heywood is the final piece of the jigsaw, of course. He's just been announced as coming back, of course. It's going to be his testimonial year. It's one of those ones, we all knew he was coming back anyway, but the club have kept us in tender hooks with that one. In your experience, how important is it to have a Matt Heywood on the roster?
Yeah, exactly. Like I mentioned before, the British players are huge to every team in the Elite League. And, you know, I've gotten to know Woody over the years, and I would say we have a great relationship. And what he brings to the team is, you can't measure that. He's the heartbeat of the team. He's been there since the beginning, and you know what you're gonna get from him. He's been consistent every season. He puts up the same amount of points. He scored a huge goal for us last year, and he plays the same way, and that's what you want to expect out of a guy is consistency, and he brings that, and he works hard for us, and he does the things that not everybody wants to do, and he does it with a great attitude, and he's a leader for everybody in the room, especially the young British guys, to see how he handles himself and what he brings to the club every single day. And like you said, it's a guy like him is hard to come by, and we're really proud to have him. And for it to be his testimonial is awesome. I'm so excited to be a part of that too for him, because I've seen guys do it and I know what it means to their family, and to celebrate them with their loyalty to the club is huge, and it'll be fun to be a part of that for him, and I hope he really enjoys it. I know the boys will definitely be behind him and everything that it entails, and it'll be fun to watch and see how the fans react to it as well. I think it'll be a fun season for Matt, and I look forward to being a part of it.
So the team is complete. What's the plan for the next few weeks, both for yourself and for the team as we build for the new season?
Well, we get going here in not too long. It's a couple of weeks out. Guys will be flying in. The visas are getting tied up, which is always kind of the toughest part of the whole situation. That's always a waiting game, and especially for guys doing it for the first time who, it is quite a rigorous process and can take some time. So that can be a little bit stressful as far as flights and everything. But we're getting through that, and I have experience with it. Gareth does, everybody in the club does, so we can help these guys along the way, and we'll get them into town, and we'll get on the ice in mid-August here, and then we play against the Dell 2 team. As Pete's coming into town, so that will be fun and interesting to see how that goes. And like I said, we're going to hit the ground running, and these guys are going to, I know how to manage them as far as rest and all that. I've been through it. I know what it's like to play in the league and, one of the other points that I think will really help the guys. And, we're gonna get going right away. We start on the road, which is always tough, but I think it's great for bonding with the fellas, and we sit on the bus for a long time, and the guys will get to know each other. They're pretty much forced to, and that's not a bad thing either. So I look forward to grinding those out, those long trips, and then we get back into the arena. So in short, I look forward to get going here in a few weeks and getting to town and getting adapted to the back in Scotland, and I look forward to seeing everybody there, and we can't wait to get going, really. So this is exciting times now. We're looking at the start.
That was the voice of the coach, Zach Fitzgerald, who has completed his first summer of recruitment. And the excitement now turns to on the ice when the first visitors are Pete Russell's Freiburg on Saturday the 24th and Sunday the 25th of August, with tickets on sale now via the Clan website, clanihc.com. Elite League fixtures are released as well. If you haven't saw those, check them out on the website or on Glasgow Clan social media, Facebook, Twitter or Instagram. Before we go, let's wrap up the Clan conundrum with the answer to the question I set back at the start when I asked who the opposition were for Matt Haywood's 500th game for Glasgow Clan. It was Milton Keynes Lightning in a game that Clan won 2-0. That's it for the Locker Room interviews. I want to say thanks to Zach Fitzgerald and Matt Haywood for their time for this edition. And a huge thanks to all the Glasgow Clan players I've spoken to throughout the summer for their time as well. A big thanks to you for listening and taking part in the Clan Conundrums. And I'm pleased to say we'll be starting the new season off with a new shiny Clan Chat podcast very soon. My thanks also goes to Stuart Priest, who has produced these vignettes all the way through the summer. And I'm pleased to say the two of us will be back very soon. Thanks again for listening. Bye for now.